nation. Lord,
if I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
Of the Holy Spirit, 300 eyes stretched across the sea. Lord, let the ways and
you have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. Are you one? You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive.
Praise the Lord and greetings to all our viewers in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we declaring that this is the God of our nation. We greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, wherever you're tuning in from the comfort of your home, as families, from the hospital, for those of us that are working in hospitals, those of us that are working in correction centers, defense force, the military and the police, wherever you're listening from, we take this moment to greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We acknowledge the leadership in the My Television, the CEO, Mrs. Rachel Wolono, the director, Mr. Stanley Simpson, and the general superintendent of the New Methodist Christian Fellowship for giving this platform from 10:30 to 11:30 on this program, God of Our Nation. We take this time to greet all our viewers from the villages, the 14 provinces of our nation. Wherever you're tuning in from, Nisambula Vinaka, Malo Ambula, Bula Maleka, Nimbula Vinaka Menanonda, Nibagarong Tikumai, and Mataka Vinaka Nisiganikua. For our viewers that are tuning in from overseas, from the Pacific region and overseas nation, if you're tuning in this morning, we take this moment to greet you from homeland Fiji in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for taking the time to tune in this morning. I believe that due to the current restrictions, all of us are staying home. There's no church service. But we believe that this God is the God of all mankind. He's the doer of all things. He does things for the perfect of those who love Him. He does things for the betterment of those who love Him. If you can still hear my voice today, we are the voice of God today, telling you that Jesus is the answer for everything. He is the solution that the world is looking for. Amidst the COVID-19, amidst this pandemic, we stand strong in faith to believe and declare that Jesus is the solution. Wherever you're tuning in from this morning, we take this moment to greet you once more in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we commence our program this morning, we will come before God in prayer. After prayers, there will be few announcements for us today, headquarters announcement for us this morning, and then we'll be followed by Holy Communion. And then after Holy Communion, we will hear the word of the hour from the General Superintendent of the New Methodist Christian Fellowship. And then we will end our program today. Wherever you're tuning in from, let us bow before God in prayer. Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning. We declare your sovereign authority in this land. We declare your kingship, O Father. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of all lords. You are the God of our nation. We stand today to declare that you are our God. You saved us from cannibalism. You saved us from our old ways, O Father. You're still alive today and you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father God, this morning, the 5th of April 2020, we stand in awe of your presence, declaring that you are God, declaring that you are the Lord of this nation. We fall short most of the time, O Father. We seek your forgiveness, O Lord. Forgive this land, forgive our lives, forgive our families. The things that we have done that is unholy in your sight, Father, we seek your forgiveness today. Forgive us, for you are a holy God. Your word says that whoever confesses his or her sins, you are willing and just to forgive us, O Lord. Forgive us this wonderful morning. We pray for our nation, O Father. We pray for Fiji, the life of our president and his family. The life of our honorable prime minister and his family. The cabinet ministers, O Father, their wonderful families. The permanent secretaries, the directors, government officers and the non-government officers, O Father, that toil day and night in looking after our nation, the welfare of our nation, the logistics, the administration, the finance and the running of our nation. Father God, we commit it into the loving hands this wonderful morning. You will lead us and you will show them the wisdom. Grant them understanding, O Father. Grant them power for them to lead according to your word, O Father God. Thank you for the 14 provinces of our nation, the villages, O Father God. All the 14 provinces in our nation, Father. All the churches that are tuning in today, Father God. All the faith-based organization, Father. We pray for your divine intervention into each and everyone this wonderful morning. We pray for all the families that are tuning in this morning, Father. We have diverse situation, O Father. The extremes of life. Some woken up this morning crying, O Father. Some are in the midst of broken families, O Lord. Some are in the midst of sickness, O Lord. Some are on ventilators in hospitals, O Lord. Some are about to deliver at the labor wards, O Father. Some are at home, O Lord Jesus, suffering from illnesses. Father, we declare that you will heal them, Father, this wonderful morning. By the blood of Jesus, by your name that you are our healer, Jehovah Rapha, you will heal each and everyone this wonderful morning. Thank you for this program, the God of our nation. Thank you for the Holy Communion, the announcement, and the word of God from the mighty man of God that will be preached to us this wonderful morning. We pray for your divine counsel. We pray for your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us this wonderful morning. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praises, majesty, and the dominion to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray, and we all say amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Just before we go into our Holy Communion this morning, there are a few announcements that I would like to make for us this wonderful morning. First and foremost, acknowledgement for all the taskings that has been done so far. To all new Methodist Christian Fellowship that are tuning in this morning, thank you so much for the commitment, the sitting, the 14 days prayers, and adhering to all the advices that has been forthcoming from headquarters. To all non-NCF that are tuning in this morning, thank you as well for adhering to the advices from your church leaders. I believe this is a wonderful time for us to hold hands together as a body of Jesus Christ to declare the powerful name of Jesus. Let us work together. Work with your general superintendent. Work with your pastors. You may be working from home, but this Holy Spirit is a true God. He's a spirit. He's omnipotent. He's present everywhere. So, on behalf of the headquarters, we take this moment to acknowledge all the works that has been done so far. Second one is the COVID-19 prevention messages that have been going. I would like to reiterate this wonderful morning. Stay tuned to all your news outlets, the news outlets that is conveying the messages to prevent COVID-19 from spreading. We've heard in the news that we've had 12 cases. We can all work together to prevent COVID-19. Remember, we must read and understand all the advices and church bulletins regarding COVID-19 and have been sent from our leaders to executive managers. Be alert on the daily news and updates. Remember to frequently wash your hands with soap, water, or alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Clean and sanitize your house. Maintain social distancing 1 to 2 meters apart. If you are in the supermarket, in the shops, or attending to your workplace, or even at home, please maintain a social distancing of 1 to 2 meters apart. If you're listening this morning, are you 1 to 2 meters apart from the neighbor sitting next to you. If you are not, then please position yourself at least 2 meters from the person sitting next to you. Avoid non-essential travels at all times. Call 158 or attend to your nearest fever clinics if you have fever or flu-like illnesses. Ensure to drink a lot of water and eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. Remember, avoid sharing false information. It can be detrimental to our nation, can be have a negative impact towards the fight against COVID-19. So stop sharing false information and stay tuned to reliable radio or television stations for factual information. Also, we've had travel restrictions that is in place from 2 days ago. Reminder, let us be good and law-abiding citizens. There's travel restrictions in place. Let us respect and strictly follow the curfew hours from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily, which is Fiji-wide. And for Central Division and partially Northern Division, there's a lockdown in the next 2 weeks. Our church service, as we've sent the message last week, there will be no worship center service and prayer meetings. This is to all New Methodist Christian Fellowship, if you are listening, Fiji and abroad. There will be no worship center services and prayer meetings. All services and prayers will be conducted within the vicinity of your family. Western, Northern, and Eastern zones, this Sunday is your mission Sunday and zone combined. Ensure you follow the directives and the advice which were sent late last night and early this morning on your logistics. Thank you for adhering to those advices. Our global fasting. Be advised, the church advice that was sent last week, that our global April fasting 2020 will be 48 hours mission fasting, liquid fasting. If you are non-NCF and you're tuning in this morning, feel free to join us. From other church denomination, as long as you are called the body of Christ, you can feel free to join us for our weekly fasting, 48 hours fasting of liquid from Wednesday morning to Friday morning. Remember, this fasting, there'll be only hot water, hot beverages and soups only. No juice, no ice cream, and no cold drinks. Our prayer items, we pray for our people, we pray for the affected families, pray for our nation, our government leaders for wisdom, and pray for the Minister of Health and Medical Services, Fiji-wide, and also the frontliners, including the defense and all other government and non-government organizations that are looking after us 24 hours, 7 days a week. We must pray for them. Other prayer items today, we must pray for the universe, pray for the world, pray for our nation, the earth's inhabitants to know God. We've heard testimonies of doctors, testimonies of nation leaders that have stood up to declare that there's no other solution. They turn to this God. We look forward to the many more head of nations. We look forward to the many more head of medical services around the globe, including our very own here in Fiji, to boldly stand up and declare that we have no other solution to this pandemic. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. We also pray for all the global medical team, especially the hard-hit countries, for strength and courage. You've seen the name of the countries in the news. Mention the name of the countries. We pray for all nations, leaders, for wisdom to lead their countries during this time. Remember to pray for all Christians denominations, to pray with faith. Let's rise to another level for our nation and for the world. Lastly, on our announcement this morning, all our national weekly program on and Word of the Hour will be on air at the routine times as circulated this morning through the headquarters announcement. Monday, our leaders training will be at 6 p.m. in the afternoon because 8 p.m. will be the curfew. So you will tune in from your home. On Thursdays, while waiting for your lunch, our midweek energizer, again, we will serve you from this studio. You listen from home from 12 midday to 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. Sunday service, a.m. and p.m. service will be broadcasted through the three platforms, Radio Fiji One, MyTV as you're tuning in right now, and also through Facebook. And don't forget, MyTV Word of the Hour, 5 times daily. Tune in 5 times daily to listen and be empowered by the word. Last but not the least, stay safe, practice proper hygiene, and God bless you all. We hope that you will take these advices strictly and adhere with advices of the government of the day. Stay tuned to more advices from the government, the Prime Minister, and all the media releases. Stay tuned and follow suit as the citizen of our beloved nation. Now it's a time that we will go into a very significant part of our service this morning, which is the Holy Communion. Joining with me here in the studio is none other than Aunga Silebu, the General Superintendent of the New Methodist Christian Fellowship. Taltalngasi Atunaisa Wasaya the Wulono. And we acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning. If you are at the comfort of your home, listening to us right now, remember that Jesus is still the answer. He has never changed, and he will never change, because he's not a man to lie to himself, nor change his mind. He said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He remains the way, he remains the truth, and he remains the life. So from the comfort of your home, from the studio, we have the Holy Communion prepared in front of us. I will read to us the scripture to reassure us that he is the breath of life. His blood was shed on the cross for our sins, for the covering of our sins, and for the healing of our land. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to verse 28, the Bible says, I will read the English version. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the many for the forgiveness of their sins." Ladies and gentlemen, we have the bread, we have the wine in front of us. You also have the bread and the wine in front of you. Today we're going to partake this Holy Communion for the glory of God. Remember that Jesus on that day, in that upper room in Jerusalem, he was sharing, it was the feast of the Passover.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The Jews do this in remembrance of death going past them in Egypt.
Praise God.
Passing over of death. Praise the Lord. So it's a very significant event that Jesus chose specifically for such a time that he's about to be crucified, to cleanse the sins of the people.
Praise God. Praise God.
He's about to be crucified for death to walk past their people, the Jews.
Amen.
And the people of the world.
Praise
and
God.
Today, as he said in his word, when he took the bread, he shed it amongst them, "This is my body that is shed amongst you." You may take the bread this wonderful morning as we ask Gaslevu to pray over the bread before we partake it this morning.
Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father, for the bread. It represents your body. Everything that was done to your body, you said for us to remember it and to partake it. And we thank you, Father, for this bread. And thank you for taking all the pain, all the physical attacks on your body just because of us. And we thank you. Bless the bread and bless those that are partaking the bread in their various homes. We thank you, Father. Bless our body as we partake your body, which represented by the bread. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. You may partake the bread this wonderful morning. Feel the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
This wonderful morning. When he said he is the bread of life.
Amen.
He's not a man to lie. He is the bread of life.
Praise God.
His body was shed for all of us. Crucified.
Thank you, Jesus.
By his wound we are healed.
Amen.
When he's thirsty on that mountain Calvary, he was given sour drinks. When he wanted to comfort himself from the shade of the sun, he was given the heads of thorns. Just because of somebody listening today, broken, pushed aside, his body was shed for you. at the same venue, he took the wine and said to the disciples,
hallelujah.
And he said, take this in remembrance of me.
Amen.
This is the blood of my covenant.
Yes.
As we partake the wine this morning, at your home, we may partake the wine. Let's come before God in prayer as we pray for the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for the blood. Thank you, Father, for the new covenant. Thank you, Father, for reminding us all the time. As we are reminding ourselves, and thank you for all those around the world that are partaking with us. Thank you for your blessings into our family. Thank you for your blessing into our body, into our life. And thank you very much for the new covenant. Bless this wine in Jesus' name.
Amen. You may partake the wine.
This is the only thing that Jesus said to remember. He did not say to remember his birthday.
No.
He did not say to remember the time that he died. He just said to remember the supper and to partake. And this is the time that we remember.
Yeah.
Remember what happened to the body and remember what happened to his blood. Eh? So it's very significant.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that are watching, we believe that you enjoy the Holy Communion with us. Before we hear the word this morning, before we hear the preaching this morning, it's very significant, it's very powerful. And Holy Communion is the very thing that Jesus said for us to do it. Not. He did not give any time frequency. He just said, when you do it, please remember of me. So we'll try in every 10:30 like this, every Sunday, we'll go through Holy Communion. And for those of you that are asking whether you can do it. No, you can do it.
Amen.
You can do it. Through Holy Communion, there's power of his body.
Amen.
And power of his precious blood. So I tell you, enjoy this time.
Amen.
Even if replay again in the midweek, you can do it again.
Amen.
Because there's no frequency limitation.
Amen.
Some people, they do it once a month. Some people they do it every week, and some people they can do it every day.
Yeah.
So there's no frequency limitation. You can do it as often as possible. So from the studio here in Suba, before we take a break and we hear the word of God, let us bless again the Holy Communion that you are partaking right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless those that are watching. I bless every family, every home, every marriage, especially our young people. And we thank you, Father God. For those that never go to church, I pray over their life. I speak for the blessing. I speak for the healing. I speak for the restoration. In this COVID-19 lockdown, what a blessing time for us. What a quality time for us. And we glorify your name because you make everything happen. Bless us this morning through Holy Communion. And we are about to hear your word. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises.
Speak to us, Father.
To be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And everyone say,
amen,
amen and amen. Stand by for another few minutes to hear the word of God.
Lord of the nation.
If I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
Of the Holy Spirit, 300 stretched across the sea, Lord, let the waves. And
you have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive.
Oh,
Ni sambula binaka na turanga na marama dorobo na ngonelewa. And the warong tiko maya na 10:30 watu kay tiko God's Foundation. Na kalu ni bonongo. Wabi mina kabagalibuan na turanga ni soli tiko na opportunity. Menda rongo tatal na bosin ni kalu. And sige binay nungo. Samay oti na ngunwa ini. Sa napakay kabi ni turanga. Sa oti talanga na kayan daw kadibaki. Kibi ikenda na leo ni lotu. New Methodist Christian Fellowship. Kina vita din ni bagayalo. And the warong tiko maya ni kuwa kaukila. And doon na ngaw na tali weekenda na ngaw na ngaw. Nindandami tiko baka bitamani. Baka bilubeni. Baka mata ubali. Ngay lago tiko ni na bosin Nikalo and singa bina niko wambule tukani and abe sanity ni kabani non tapa noa wambule tukani and matan tu etolu matan tu lebo kumbuna mburi masanga kena tobata wawosi vikian da barong tumai and abe say burubure so and ang una talingo say kwa yana God of our nation au bakambuta ni na pandon donu tukani na posa Nikalo na bebuke vikian da and ang rakini mbula da banga kena tawa tabutu senda sotabutu and ang unango mbaleta na ulutanga una toro talamay na mado saoti ka abiwa si takitiko baka tukunyalo sa nikuwa sa nalagay ni pagabuna wena singa pinay nikuwa the battle is not yours e senga ni nomu na ibalu sena nrakinim bula daba kenda wiso tabi tiko kina nrakinim bula daba warong tiko may kina nrakinim bula daba kaso so taba tiko ena nomu mula baka matawale mula baka mayotini nomu tiko the battle is not yours the battle is of the Lord kembali turanga kini marama dambe baka ndua wakarutaki kwa binaka wakarurungo dana posambula nikalo mena lagay ni kibikenda ena mataka ni singa nindain balita daba kwa sambara baka ndua ni sebesau o ko se koko tunga ena singa noa ena singa ni kuwa ke ena singa ni mataka molta nondor kalo e ka weekend ne voltambu o ko ya alifa o ko ya omeka talnga kembala ndagi ni muloti ko kina ndagi ni mulani tabutu ndagi ni mulani tobi mate ndagi ni mulani yapa bala ndagi ni mulani butoleka na zangi uru kiltoni ser sena la zangi leda na no motiko na kalongo se berbisau kina nondor mbula ena singa bina ni ko o weekend ba kitalnga ibale vertuna o ko si vertuna grandson ortuna ngone mai bale orandini Ertuna ndambe ertuna barong tiko ni kwa mbalta ni ndona ngona binaka nga haleluya menda ndambe baka mata bwale menda rongoda tiko na bosi ni kalo ena siga binani kwa last night we really enjoy the time together as a family mbale etuna kabinaka e yavo mai ni ngona ndo dhuru makina na ndraki ni mbula ndende in every barriers that you face there are positive signs that God will show you because God allow everything to happen for our goodness kabi kenda ni voltambu na kake de sarasada ka sada kaba kukoya sa senga ni ndona kasa daka me senga ni dakaba kukoya au na kauti kenda gina lesoni abi wa sita kitiko and a mother saw the lesson last week it was about the second chronicles chapter 20 a king that his name is Josaphat and the bible says that he was attacked by three armies The three armies were attacking and he was looking for the solution. He was looking for the answer. And the Bible says he found the answer in the Lord. Hallelujah. No wonder the psalmist says, Lord, now I know that my goodness is from you. Our goodness is from the Lord. Our goodness is not from the left. Our goodness is not from the right. Our goodness is not what we achieve. Our goodness is not come from the fruit of our hand. Our goodness comes from the Lord. And the Bible says, according to the Bible, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from 5 to 12, the Bible says, Then the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, came to the prophet. And the prophet said to King Josaphat, Do not be afraid. Tomorrow you should go and fight. The Amorites, the Moabites, and the army of Seirs. Those are the nation that they live in the mountain. And the Bible says, you must go tomorrow and fight. You've been crying, you've been fasting, you've been doing all the things asking me. And according to the Bible, the king was saying, aren't you the God of Abraham, our father, of Isaac, and of Jacob? Aren't you the God that brought us out of Egypt from the mighty hands of Pharaoh? Aren't you that God, oh Lord? Now we are in a dilemma. We are in a problem at the moment. Three mighty armies. Oh, hallelujah. According to the history, one army is much, much greater than Israel's army. Just one army. But imagine three armies. I mean, hallelujah. You talking about people dying from plague, from diseases, or from natural disasters. I mean, this king is talking about his nation, his people. And the Bible says he called people together. He called people together and they start to pray and they start to ask God, fasting and praying and asking God in an open space. They come together And the Bible says that God listened to their prayer and he came down and said, do not be afraid. For tomorrow, go up and fight. Hallelujah. Nimataka ndula kondolibalu. Do tuba, do tu. Hallelujah. Do nangai saraba, na lingai chowa, ni na viva kambulai na bukumdo. You go up tomorrow and fight. Stand and wait. And you shall see and witness that the hands of the Lord will deliver you, because the battle is not yours. The battle is mine, says the Lord. And that is the story. Hallelujah. What a wonderful story. And I believe that you will be encouraged this morning. You will be encouraged this morning, and also you will be challenged this morning, because God can come to you wherever you are. Hallelujah. And we just listen and we just go back to this story. There are some action plan that you need to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God's performed miracle, there are some action plan. Hallelujah. Before the healing of that woman with the issues of blood, there was an action plan that the woman said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. Then the Bible says, she came from behind with the crowd and touched the hem of her garment. According to the Bible in Mark chapter 8, that Jairus, hallelujah, the daughter was up to the point of death. By the time Jesus arrived, the daughter already died. But he did something that we need some action plan in time. That coronavirus in front of us, hallelujah. Every news outlet is about coronavirus. Why? Because it's taking away people's life, death after death after death, hallelujah. And in other parts of the world, it's really a painful thing when you see coffin after coffin. I mean, more than 200, more than 400, more than 500 coffin. What will the pastor do? Hallelujah. What will be a leader of a nation do if he come in about 400 or 500 coffin ready to be buried? And it's continuing, it's climbing. So this is the time to do some action plan. Hallelujah. And that's where I will preach on. So na kamuna wa kama na we kangu. Me taro wikina. Me wana rei wikina mo sara wikina. Ni kalongo endo toso. Hallelujah. Kene matengo. Hallelujah. Kako ni gorere. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid. When God moves, he wants people with boldness. The Bible says we were not given the spirit of fear or timid. We were given the spirit of boldness and sound mind and wisdom and love. Hallelujah. Maybe you're watching this telecast and live preaching from the studio here in Turek. When if you want God to perform miracle in your life, then you need not to be afraid. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm speaking to someone today. Dona kalelai rere. Dona kalelai rere. Dona kalelai rere. Hallelujah. No, you, when you walk with God, there is no spirit of fear in you. The spirit of fear and spirit of timid, that's from the devil. That's from hell. Hallelujah. And that's why we cannot achieve in this life. We have limitation. Yes, we are human. We come in the middle and we will go in the middle. We have limitation. But with God, there is no limit. Amen. And that's why you need to take up, hallelujah, put on the armor of God. And when you put on the armor of God, I tell you, my friend, one thing that you will come away is come away from fear, and you have faith with you. Fear is the opposite of faith. And I believe I'm speaking to someone that you are watching today, you are listening today, or maybe you'll watch this telecast later on Facebook. Hallelujah. And I tell you, my friend, that Joseph stood up for after 40 days of asking God, asking God, asking God. Then God came and said, you stand up, tomorrow you go and fight, after 40 days. So there are some action plan that we need to do. Hallelujah. God spoke to Moses, do not be afraid. God spoke to Joshua, do not be afraid. God spoke to Abram, do not be afraid. Leave your people, leave your nation, leave your father's house. Go to a place that I will show you later. After 25 years, then Mount Moriah start to come in front of him. See, God is speaking to us today. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. The problem that you are facing, do not be afraid. Because when you do not afraid, that means you are trusting in God. You have faith in God. You believe in God. And that's why you can humble yourself and pray. Because you believe in a God that you serve. And that are the action plan. It's not just worshiping and look good when you worship. Maybe in your prayer house, in your prayer room, your prayer wall. No. It's about standing up and do something for God. Hallelujah. Of course people will point finger. Of course people will ridicule. That's part of the deal.
They ridiculed Jesus. They ridiculed Peter. They killed James and John. Hallelujah. How many martyrs out there? How many people that they die in the name of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. But I tell you right now in the world today, nobody is negative about Jesus Christ. Everybody is looking for somebody. They're looking for a savior. They're looking for a redeemer. They're looking for a solution. They're looking for the answer, because death is knocking every nation's door. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking to somebody that you are here today, that you have the solution, that you have the answer, that I'm sharing with you, that you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, because he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hallelujah. Kami kendere moltambu, duka kunirere. Kalau ena posoviko, kalau ena tiko batagigo, kalau ena liutagigo. Hallelujah. Kau sa tiko batagiau, kau sa lako batagiau, kau sa pala mautiau. Hallelujah. Kami kendere moltambu, au na torre na numundu izale dola kedenga. Amen. Ena mamanda na roda, ena mamanda na izale dola, ena ngai rawa rawa na numundu ibua. Malawa, ni kenda sa lako buana, buana kalau, and the sa wakara rabi buana kalau, and the sa vidi biko, and the sa tangi biko. They were not crying to any other God. They were not crying to any person. They were not looking at their weapon. They were not looking how many mighty men of valor. No, they were crying to God. Everybody surrender, everybody humble, everybody come to their knees, and they were looking to God. See, I tell you, my friend, when you humble yourself, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 66, hallelujah, the Bible says that he will turn to you, he will turn to you, he will look at you. Why? Because he is your God. Kabi kanda ni voltambu, and I say pasang mulga tolu, ke usalo kolo maniwai, and I say ngan lubudiko. Ke usalo kolo maniwai soasa, sin bakatata niko. Ke usalo kolo maniwai, and I say ngan overcome tagiko. Ya ke usalo kolo maniwai mukawanga, and I say ni katiko. Malitataba, okwa ya no mukalou. Amen. And we are in a dilemma. We are in a fight right now. Hallelujah. There is a battle that is on right now. And our medical workers are on the front line. The police are on the front line. The armies are in the front line. I tell you, my friend, hallelujah, that God is trusting you, is trusting you right now. Amen. And I believe that God will elevate you to another level because you are trusting in him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Na keni karua, turanga keni marama, kabi keni botamu, matakan dulako. Tomorrow you should go. Tomorrow, you should go tomorrow. Tomorrow, you should go. Hallelujah. Walking with God, for God perform miracle. My friend, you don't need to delay. You don't need to wait. Hallelujah. When God spoke to them, the next morning, they stood up and went. Tunduri sarangar tulako. Hallelujah. Matai balur tulako. Sabo sanga na kalu with Josaphat. I want to challenge our life today, my friend, that God is speaking to someone, that you are here today. Hallelujah. The obedience in the word of God into our life. So many times that God has been speaking to us. He's been speaking to you. So many times that God is speaking to somebody, that you've been hearing the word of God. Most of the time, you give a lot of excuses about going to church. You're giving a lot of excuses about going to prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Now there's no church. Now there's no prayer meeting. What excuse that you'll have? And I believe the telecast is coming live to your living room. Hallelujah. Because when death knocks at your door, your work will never save you. Your money will never save you. Your big house will never save you. Your position will never save you. Only God can save you from the hands and the power and the painful of death that is knocking at your door. Hallelujah. And that's why the psalmist says in Psalm 16 verse 2, Lord my God, now I know that my goodness is in you and you alone. Maybe I'm speaking to someone today. Do it now. This is the time to do it. Hallelujah. Sangole ngani siniti ko na lirere sa tukno sa duri da kero tu sangole. Keni karua. Tu sa tore seranga sangatan ni delay. They never delay for another one day. They never delay for another 24 hours. They never delay for another 1 week. Tomorrow you should go. And then tomorrow they went. Hallelujah. My friend that you are listening today, you see, God can perform miracle. God can do miracle in your life. God can open the doors when there is no door. Hallelujah. God can show the way when there is no way. I remember going to Israel, and my wife was studying in Israel. I testify this so many times. Hallelujah. Ngono sa ada ni kinai New York sa sini tu kuno ngga buka mala tani ulago tu kuno tiket ni kampani. Haleluya. Sa le tao tu ni sa sini ke dengan El Alto Voco Sinai. El Alto Voco na me lago mai New York, me lago i Tel Aviv Sinai because I'm traveling on rebate travel. I have to go when there is a seat available. Oh my friend, hallelujah. And then I ask God, my wife is there and I'm stuck here. Hallelujah. It's about 2 or 3 days now. And I was asking the Lord, hallelujah, to open the door. And I went into fasting, no food, no water, dry, kneel by mouth. Hallelujah. After a few days, I heard on the PA that they are paging for passenger Vulano to board his flight. I work with the airline. You cannot board a flight unless you have a boarding pass. Hallelujah. Because the boarding pass will have your seat row and your seat number. So I was confused. And they were saying on the PA, announcing for me to hurry up to the gate. Hallelujah. Because my flight is boarding now. I came at 3 checkpoints, the only airline in the world that carry air marshal in their airplane. Hallelujah. I came first checkpoint and the second checkpoint. The third checkpoint is right at the door. So I went through. I said, I don't have a boarding pass. All I have, hallelujah, is my name announced. And they said, just go. If your name is announced, you should go. I came to the plane. I don't know where to sit because there is no boarding pass to show me my seat number, my seat row. So the flight attendant just showed me, you go and stand right at the back. When there's any seat available, then you can sit. Hallelujah. And there was no seat available, my friend. Hallelujah. And the flight attendant called the pilot that somebody, hallelujah, that they did not see, they did not know how I came into the plane. But I went through 3 checkpoints. I spoke to the purser, or the one looking after the flight, the manager for the cabin. My friend, hallelujah. Nobody knew, nobody can remember that they saw me walking in. I can't even walk in from the first place. Hallelujah. But because they paid, I have to come. So the flight went and I was taken to another room for interrogation. Hallelujah. And they opened, they saw my Bible and they saw my driving license that I'm from Fiji. I'm a pastor. Hallelujah. And they apologized. So they put me on the next flight. How did this happen? Because during my fasting, I asked the Lord, show me that you are real. Show me that you can open the door. Show me that you can show the way. I walk in the airline. I walk in the airport, in the aviation. I know the standard of going through security. You need to have your boarding pass. But this day, God show me. So I want to share with you today. I want to challenge our life today. Maybe there's a door that has been closed for too long. I want to tell you that He is a door. He can stand anywhere. And that anywhere, that wall, that brick, that barrier will turn into a door. Why? Because with God, nothing is impossible. All you have to do is have the boldness in you. And secondly, you must obey when God speaks to you. When the Lord spoke to us, hallelujah, so many years ago to leave our job, we left our job. We were both holding management position in Fiji Airways. And it's a good job with a lot of beneficial like travel. But I want to tell you, my friend, hallelujah. When we walk in obedience with God, we see from time to time, from countries to countries, the healing. Oh, only God can do what He can do because He is God. Cancer. Mala tobu mati tukuni kuwa semani mati ni uto mati ni ngada ngada seleni nomu tukuna ibalu nona tukuna kalu ye katu bika ni voltamu na nona sala kona sikin mataka ye kane na ke ya utambu lebi kalu dolawa ni ndo tu bando tu. Hallelujah. Walking with God and His hand to move, we need to position ourselves. We need to discipline ourselves. Kane voltamu dolawa ndo tu ndo tu ba toru nomu ndo indakai toru nomu ndo yarangi ndo tu ndo tu ba. And you will witness what God will do. Hallelujah. In these last days, if you want to fight the coronavirus, do tu ba, do tu. Varorongo tarirorawa. Varorongo tarirorawa. Tarirorawa, varorongo. how many preaching, how many teaching that you'll hear today or every Sunday or every day. But if you don't listen and obedience, don't listen, you'll turn to the and disobedience is very expensive. Hallelujah. Na tala indre indre ne indua na sengan ni contain teki ko ya may babu na tigongo na hapa mara ni nonda banua. Hallelujah. Because people that they come over, they come from overseas, they supposed to be in the self. Hallelujah. Amen. What do you call it? Self-isolation. Keep away from the people around you. Keep away from your loved one. If you really love them, keep away. For only 14 days. Hallelujah. I was watching our Honorable Prime Minister speaking a few days ago. Then you will see the hands of God. If the nation of Fiji stand up, and line up and discipline and hear. Oh, hallelujah. We will kill this corona to spread in our nation. And the Tara Melambasa, and the Tara Mesumsavu, and the Tara Musuba, because we are standing in our area of operation and remain as we are instructed or directed to do. Na lenga itiko sa hilemu na talindende na makile kila na vive kila. Hallelujah. And that's why we cannot see the hands of God. Okay, come to a normal person, come to a lay person. That's why we are not achieving in life. That's why we are not opening. We are going to deep waters. Why? Because a lot of disobedience. Hallelujah. Disobedience is very, very expensive. It costs Adam and Eve a place that, a garden, a place that was provided by God. And because of their indiscipline, because of disobedience, they were chased out of the garden. Hallelujah. And maybe you are watching me today. You can miss the blessing of God, the provision of God. And I need trouble to go neighbor, look at the cover to go to Mitavi. Oh, you go to Nico, Tamatalo to Barro to Nico. Can the live weekend on Basulawa, live weekend on a Talindre. Hallelujah. As I said in the word of God this morning, if you tell to Donitala, Niborokatal to Nalawa. Oh, sa Bahamando Andina, Barro to my Kenda Nicoa, Barro to my Vicorocoro. You are listening from every village, you are listening from every settlement. If we want to fight and see the hands of God move and then listen to the instruction, let's listen to the directives. Hallelujah. And we will see the hands of God. After the 14 days, there will be no more new cases because people are listening to the word of God. See, God wants to be part of the battle because the battle belongs to Him. The only thing that belongs to us is victory. Hallelujah. They went and stand up and get ready. Maybe I'm speaking to someone today. Hallelujah. When the time is catching up on us, I will continue from next week. Hallelujah. So stay tuned with my TV and hear the Rhema word, the word of God of the now, of the now, of the now. Hallelujah. The story, hallelujah, the reflection, the scripture is from the Bible. Every scriptures are inspired by God. It's good for teaching, rebuking errors, and correcting faults, preparing good living. We apply it on a day-to-day basis, the situation that we are going through right now. The Amorites, the Moabites, and the nation of Seers are the corona in front of us. So God is telling us, hallelujah. Take up your position and wait. Take up your position and wait. Take up your position and wait. For the Lord will fight for you because the battle is not yours. Come and pray for benediction today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rashata Rama Makura.
Hallelujah. Unamay kun dami kino na mataka bina kanis singenday. Waka na matamanda nga buwan na kalo. Lord Jesus, we come before you. We thank you and we praise you for this message. Thank you for the message of the hour that you will fight for us. You are going to be with us, Lord. Despite whatever we go through, despite the pandemic, despite the cyclone, oh Father, you're going to be with us, Father. You're going to be with us and you're going to be with us. I pray for the families listening right now. The children of God that are listening, the families that are listening right now, from the comfort of their homes, wherever they're tuning in from the hospital, from the correction centers, from the emergency operation centers, oh Father. Lord Jesus, we pray for your divine anointing to everybody, your divine presence to everyone. As long as we are in your presence, we have everything. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you for the message. Thank you for Fiji. Thank you for the spirit of obedience to all Fijians that are listening today, Father.
Thank you, Father, that you will work amongst us. We declare, we decree that COVID-19 will melt down amongst us by the power of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful hour. Thank you for this wonderful fellowship. Thank you for the Holy Communion. Thank you for the mighty man of God that has spoken the rhema word of God to us, Father. We pray for every individual families. We give you back the glory, the honor, and the praises. Majesty and the dominion to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
If I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
The Holy Spirit, 300 miles stretched across the sea. Lord, let the ways and
you have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. Are you one? You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive.
You're listening from every village. You're listening from every settlement. If we want to fight and see the hands of God move and then listen to the instruction, let's listen to the directives. Hallelujah. And we will see the hands of God. After the 14 days, there will be no more new cases because people are listening to the word of God. See, God wants to be part of the battle because the battle belongs to Him. The only thing that belongs to us is victory. Hallelujah. They went and stand up and get. Tomorrow you should go. Hallelujah. Walking with God, for God perform miracle. My friend, you don't need to delay. You don't need to wait. Hallelujah. When God spoke to them, the next morning they stood up and went. Hallelujah. Matibalur tulako. Sabosanganakalo. Vichosafati. I want to challenge our life today, my friend. That God is speaking to someone that you are here today. Hallelujah. The obedience in the word of God into our life. So many times that God has been speaking to us. He's been speaking to you so many times that God is speaking to somebody that you've been hearing the word of God. Most of the time you give a lot of excuses about going to church. You're giving a lot of excuses about going to prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Now there's no church. Now there's no prayer meeting. What excuse that you'll have. And I believe the telecast is coming live to your living room. Hallelujah. Because when death knock at your door, your work will never save you. Your money will never save you. Your big house will never save you. Your position will never save you. Only God can save you from the hands and the power and the painful of death that is knocking at your door. Hallelujah. And that's why the psalmist says in Psalm 16 verse 2, Lord my God, now I know that my goodness is in you and you alone. Maybe I'm speaking to someone today. Do it now. This is the time to do it. Hallelujah. Sangolangani siniti ko na lirere sa tungo sa duri dagero tu sangole kani karua tu sa tore sa nga sa ngatan ni delay They never delay for another one day. They never delay for another 24 hours. They never delay for another 1 week. Tomorrow you should go. And then tomorrow they went. Hallelujah. My friend that you are listening today, you see, God can continue from next week. Hallelujah. So stay tuned with my TV and hear the Rhema word, the word of God of the now, of the now, of the now. Hallelujah. The story, hallelujah, the reflection, the scripture is from the Bible. Every scriptures are inspired by God. It's good for teaching, rebuking errors and correcting faults, preparing good living. We apply it on a day-to-day basis, the situation that we are going through right now. The Amorites, the Moabites, and the nation of Seirs are the corona in front of us. So God is telling us, hallelujah, take up your position and wait. Take up your position and wait. Take up your position and wait. For the Lord will fight for you, because the battle is not yours. Togastigo. Come and pray for benediction today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rashata Rama Makura.
Hallelujah. Unamay kung tabi kino na mataka pinakanisingan dahi. Waka na matamadang abuwa na kalo.
Oh, Rashata.
Lord Jesus, we come before you. We thank you and we praise you for this message. Thank you for the message of the hour that you will fight for us. You are going to be with us, Lord. Despite whatever we go through, despite the pandemic, despite the cyclone, oh Father, you're going to be with us, Father. You're going to be with us, and you're going to be with us. I pray for the families listening right now, the children of God that are listening, the families that are listening right now, from the comfort of their homes, wherever they're tuning in from the hospital, from the correction centers, from the emergency operation centers, oh Father. Lord Jesus, we pray for your divine anointing to everybody, your divine presence to everyone. As long as we are in your presence, we have everything. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you for the message. Thank you for Fiji. Thank you for the spirit of obedience to all Fijians that are listening today, Father. Thank you, Father, that you will work amongst us. We declare, we decree that COVID-19 will melt down amongst us by the power of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful hour. Thank you for this wonderful fellowship. Thank you for the Holy Communion. Thank you for the mighty man of God that has spoken the Rhema word of God to us, Father. We pray for every individual families. We give you back the glory, the honor, and the praises, majesty, and the dominion to be yours and yours alone, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
If I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
Of the Holy Spirit, 300 stretched across the sea, Lord, let the waves and...
You have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive. Miracle. God can do miracle in your life. God can open the doors when there is no door. Hallelujah. God can show the way when there is no way. I remember going to Israel, and my wife was studying in Israel. I testify this so many times. Hallelujah. New York, sa sini tu kena orang buka boleh tenyula aku tu kena tiket ni kampani. Haleluya. Sale tau tu ni sa sini ke dengan el alto doko sinai el alto doko na me lagu mai New York me lagu Tel Aviv sinai because I'm traveling on the rebate travel. I have to go when there is a seat available. Oh my friend, hallelujah. And then I ask God, my wife is there and I'm stuck here. Hallelujah. It's about 2 or 3 days now. And I was asking the Lord, hallelujah, to open the door. And I went into fasting. No food, no water. Dry. Kneel by mouth. Hallelujah. After a few days, I heard on the PA that they are paging for passenger Vulano to board his flight. I work with the airline. You cannot board a flight unless you have a boarding pass. Hallelujah. Because the boarding pass will have your seat row and your seat number. So I was confused, and they were saying on the PA, announcing for me to hurry up to the gate. Hallelujah. Because my flight is boarding now. I came at 3 checkpoints, the only airline in the world that carry air marshal in their airplane. Hallelujah. I came first checkpoint, and the second checkpoint, the third checkpoint is right at the door. So I went through. I said, I don't have a boarding pass. All I have, hallelujah, is my name announced. And they said, just go. If your name is announced, you should go. I came to the plane. I don't know where to sit because there is no boarding pass to show me my seat number, my seat row. So the flight attendant just show me, you go and stand right at the back. When there's any seat available, then you can sit. Hallelujah. And there was no seat available, my friend. Hallelujah. And the flight attendant called the pilot that somebody, hallelujah, that they did not see, they did not know how I came into the plane. But I went through 3 checkpoints. I spoke to the purser, or the one looking after the flight, the manager for the cabin. My friend, hallelujah, nobody knew, nobody can remember that they saw me walking in. I can't even walk in from the first place. Hallelujah. But because they paid, I have to come. So the flight went and I was taken to another room for interrogation. Hallelujah. And they opened, they saw my Bible and they saw my driving license that I'm from Fiji. I'm a pastor. Hallelujah. And they apologized. So they put me on the next flight. How did this happen? Because during my fasting, I asked the Lord, show me that you are real. Show me that you can open the door. Show me that you can show the way. I walk in the airline. I walk in the airport, in the aviation. I know the standard of going through security. You need to have your boarding pass. But this day, God show me. So I want to share with you today. I want to challenge our life today. Maybe there's a door that has been closed for too long. I want to tell you that He is a door. He can stand anywhere. And that anywhere, that wall, that brick, that barrier will turn into a door. Why? Because with God, nothing is impossible. All you have to do is have the boldness in you. And secondly, you must obey when God speaks to you. When the Lord spoke to us, hallelujah, so many years ago, to leave our job, we left our job. We were both holding management position in Fiji Airways. And it's a good job with a lot of beneficial, like travel. But I want to tell you, my friend, hallelujah, when we walk in obedience with God, we see from time to time, from countries to countries, the healing. Oh, only God can do what He can do, because He is God. Sangani nomu na imalu ni kono ndambi tuku ni kuwa tobi matitiko cancer mala tobi matitiko ni kuwa semani matini uto matini ngada ngada sangani nomu tuku na imalu nona tuku na kalu. Ya katu bikin bol tambu na no sa lo na sikin mataka ke kan na na ke yau tambu lebih kalau dulu kan indo tu bando tu. Hallelujah. Walking with God and His hand to move, we need to position ourselves. We need to discipline ourselves. Kan bol tambu dulu kan indo tu bando tu ba. Tor no mundo inda kai, tor no mundo yarang indo tu kan indo tu ba. And you will witness what God will do. Hallelujah. In these last days, non di tabinga, if you want to fight the coronavirus, do tu ba, do tu, varo rawa, tare rawa, varo rawa, tare rawa, tare rawa, varo rawa. How many preaching, how many teaching that you'll hear today or every Sunday or every day. But if you don't listen and obedience, don't listen, you tara tuna vida na embakisaoti. Disobedience is very expensive. Hallelujah. Na tala indrendrende indua, na singa ni contain tekikoya, may babu na tikongo, na hapa mara ni nonda banua. Hallelujah. Because people that they come over, they come from overseas, they're supposed to be in the self. Hallelujah. Amen. What do you call it? Self-isolation. Keep away from the people around you. Keep away from your loved one. If you really love them, keep away. For only 14 days. Hallelujah. I was watching our Honorable Prime Minister speaking a few days ago. Then you will see the hands of God. If the nation of Fiji stand up, and line up and discipline and hear. Oh, hallelujah. We will kill this corona to spread in our nation. And the Tarabi Melambasa, and the Tarabi Melsumsavu, and the Tarabi Suba, because we are standing in our area of operation and remain as we are instructed or directed to do. Na lenga itiko sarile mo na talindende na makile kila na vive kila. Hallelujah. And that's why we cannot see the hands of God. Okay, come to a normal person, come to a lay person. That's why we are not achieving in life. That's why we are not opening. We are going to deep waters. Why? Because a lot of disobedience. Hallelujah. Disobedience is very, very expensive. It costs Adam and Eve a place that, a garden, a place that was provided by God. And because of their indiscipline, because of disobedience, they were chased out of the garden. Hallelujah. And maybe you are watching me today. You can miss the blessing of God, the provision of God. And I need trouble to go to Evalu, Kevaka, Kama to Gunanumi Tavi, Oiko Maromo to Nikua, Tamatolo to Baromo to Nikua, can the Livikand and Basulawa, Livikand and Talindre. Hallelujah. As I said in the Word of God this morning, Evestel Tundon in Taltala, Niboroka Tunalawa. Oh, Sahamandu Andina, Baromo to my Kenda Nikua, Baromo to my Vikorokoro. You are listening from every village, you are listening from every settlement. If we want to fight and see the hands of God move and then listen to the instruction, let's listen to the directives. Hallelujah. And we will see the hands of God. After the 14 days, there will be no more new cases because people are listening to the word of God. See, God wants to be part of the battle because the battle belongs to Him. The only thing that belongs to us is victory. Hallelujah. They went and stand up and get ready. Maybe I'm speaking to someone today. Hallelujah. When the time is catching up on us, I will continue from next week. Hallelujah. So stay tuned with my TV and hear the Rhema word, the word of God of the now, of the now, of the now. Hallelujah. The story, hallelujah, the reflection, the scripture is from the Bible. Every scriptures are inspired by God. It's good for teaching, rebuking errors, and correcting faults, preparing good living. We apply it on a day-to-day basis, the situation that we are going through right now. The Amorites, the Moabites, and the nation of Seers are the corona in front of us. So God is telling us, hallelujah, take up your position and wait. Take up your position and wait. Take up your position and wait. For the Lord will fight for you because the battle is not yours. Come and pray for benediction today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rashata Rama Makura.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we come before you. We thank you and we praise you for this message. Thank you for the message of the hour that you will fight for us. You are going to be with us, Lord, despite whatever we go through, despite the pandemic, despite the cyclone, oh Father. You're going to be with us, Father. You're going to be with us and you're going to be with us. I pray for the families listening right now. The children of God that are listening, the families that are listening right now, from the comfort of their homes, wherever they're tuning in from the hospital, from the correction centers, from the emergency operation centers, oh Father. Lord Jesus, we pray for your divine anointing to everybody, your divine presence to everyone. As long as we are in your presence, we have everything. Thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you for the message. Thank you for Fiji. Thank you for the spirit of obedience to all Fijians that are listening today, Father.
Thank you, Father, that you will work amongst us. We declare, we decree that COVID-19 will melt down amongst us by the power of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful hour. Thank you for this wonderful fellowship. Thank you for the Holy Communion. Thank you for the mighty man of God that has spoken the rhema word of God to us, Father. We pray for every individual families. We give you back the glory, the honor, and the praises. Majesty and the dominion to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.
If I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
Across the sea, Lord, let the waves and...
You have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive.